And amen to that. And good evening, good afternoon, or good morning, depending on your time zone, and welcome. Welcome, everybody, to Nightlight. Welcome, light workers, light body energies, seekers of the light, watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, and querents. I lost my place. Journeymen and journeyers, seekers, star children, and philosophers, and all those who are seeking reason and magic in these times of awakening, evolution, and transformation. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Mary Peeler and Jeannie, we invite you to come in out of the mainstream and gather around this nightlight in the darkness and confusion of the times. This show represents a sort of pit stop on your cosmic journey, so sit back, share your light with other light-minded people, gather for a time and be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change. This is our own very small oasis in the turmoil that we call creation. Share with us your light, we'll share ours with you, and with any luck, we can generate enough light to not only light our way, but provide light enough for others who are seeking as well. These journeys that we're on began a very long time ago and will continue long after this lifetime has faded into memory. So gathering together, as we do every week, generates energy that can and is drawn on by countless others. Coming together and blending our lights creates energy that serves not only ourselves, but humanity as well. If you'd like to learn more about me, I invite you to visit my website. It's barbaradelong.com. Mary's is psychicmediummary.com. I don't know why I want to twist that around, but it's psychicmediummary.com. There's a ton of information on the websites, as well as where we're going to be and things we're involved in. So it's a place you want to check out and see what we have to say about a plethora of different topics. I also want to sort of put a plug in for the other shows that I do that I'm a part of. This month, especially on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'll be sitting in Lizzie Starr's seat on her show and having a lovely time with Bear and all of the lovely people that drop in and share time with us there. That's Tuesdays and Thursdays from 2 to 4. And, of course, I'm here every Friday with Jeannie from 4 to 6 in the evening on Nightlight. So you lucky people get a chance to find me 3 times a week for the next couple of weeks. Hope I survive this. Actually, it's a lot of fun. I can't imagine a better way to spend an afternoon or a day. I totally love, you know, doing readings and past lives and all sorts of wonderful stuff for all of you. It helps me to sort of hone my talents as well. And I think that's one of the things that all of us enjoy so much is that it's a great place to practice, and you guys are just such willing guinea pigs. It's just wonderful. And I don't actually mean to call you guinea pigs, but you kind of are. When we have a different take we want to work out, or if we have a different modality we want to try out, it's really kind of fun to have people who are willing to call in and get readings, and hopefully we can give them good, accurate information that is in some way helpful to them and helps them to apply things to their life so that things flow more easily and they get greater insight into different parts of their lives. It's a kind of exciting thing. Jeannie is in the chat room, and if you have questions about the length of the queue or anything like that, please feel free to IM her. She's me. She's Barbara DeLong, co-host, and she'll be happy to fill you in on what's going on. If you're interested in getting a reading, and Mary is here as well, so that would be a kind of fun thing. You get double-teamed. Please feel free to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-2139, and hit the little 1 so that you raise your hand and we know that you are waiting to become a guinea pig. It's not a guinea pig. Mary and I are not practicing that much these days. We kind of rely on about 50 or 60 years of experience. So trust me, I don't think today we're going to be trying anything new out on anyone. Mary is probably one of the loveliest people ever, ever, ever. I love working with her. She is a grandmother as well, and we have lots of fun sharing our wisdom and our philosophies with you guys through the readings that we do. She travels all over the place. I can't believe that, you know, she does the travel she does, but she has a wonderful husband who likes to drive, so the two of them do spend a great deal of time in the car. She's been to, I think, all but one of the states to do readings in, which I think is phenomenal. I'm not sure that you know, I've never actually sat back and just tried to see exactly how many states I have read people from and you know, how many more I had to go. It's a little late now. There are an awful lot of pins in the chart, so to speak, at this point in time. But she is insightful. She is compassionate. She is joyful and full of laughter. She is an amazingly spiritually oriented person who shares her gifts with love and insight and empathy and compassion that is just absolutely profound. And anyone who has ever had a reading from her has gone away knowing that they not only got information from their own spirit, but that it was given with such love and insight that you probably glow a little bit from the experience. She's magical, and I'm glad that you guys are here to listen to her today and to share with the way that she reads, which is really a truly gentle, phenomenal way of, in sometimes telling you, you know, wake up and get on with life. But other than that, hi, Mary, are you there?
Well, yeah, I am. And, you know, you make me sound so good. It's like, oh, my, I must have lost my wings today.
Well, they do get in the way sometimes when you're going through doors. You know, that broad expanse of wings is really hard to squeeze through.
You know, it's like the, what's the old Buddhist thing? You know, how can the bull go through when his horns are so large? Yeah, we gotta get into heaven. You gotta get out of this world first.
This is true. At least that's what I've heard. I mean, I haven't found another way of getting there without going through that passageway. But I am so glad that you're here today. I know that you struggle often with your booking and squeezing us in once a month is always hard. So I'm so glad that we managed to do it.
Well, I am too, and you know, you guys, the reason I'm here is because next week, or when we actually have the end of the month, I will not be available. So, you know, Barbara, she said, okay, let's get you in there right now. So Barbara just put my arm, and it works out. So here I am, and I'm always glad to be here. And Jeannie, thank you, because Jeannie's the most underpaid person I know.
You can't get much more underpaid than nothing.
That's right.
Well, I keep telling her I'm going to double
her
salary.
Really glad she's here.
Yeah, so, I am too. She makes.
And
she
I'm
makes
glad we're
so,
here, and it's always fun. So
absolutely, absolutely. So where are you traveling to that you won't be available for the end of the month?
I think that's back up to Salina, but next week, no. I think I'm going to be in New Mexico. So
oh, wow.
At the end of next week, we do New Mexico. That's kind of a personal vacation, and we're going to be up there, so which we're taking our grandchildren, so which is really nice, you know, get to play grandma again. So,
absolutely. Yeah, my grandchildren did a tour of Europe this summer. Nobody asked me to go and help with them.
Ah, really?
Oh, my gosh. They saw Paris. They saw Venice. They saw, they went to Rome. They did England. It was just amazing. So
wow. Now that's pretty darn good.
It is. And they're old enough, so I'm sure they'll remember it, which is even better. And I know John and Carol had a great time, too, so that was a great thing for them. I want to send people to your website because it keeps changing and shifting, and is it your daughter-in-law that does it?
Yes, it's my daughter-in-law who's kind enough to take care of my website. And
she's
the one that
beautiful job.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So, but it is Andy who does that, and she does all these nice little pictures for me, and then no matter what I fuss about, Andy just says, oh, okay, we're going to put them on anyway. So, so it's kind of funny. So, but thank you very much. I hope you all check it out, and you check out that I will be in working next in Salina, Kansas, and working on some real good details for me to go to Wichita real soon.
How cool is that?
So,
luckily, you've got a great chauffeur. You have a great chauffeur that drives you all over the place. That's really kind of
We'll tell you guys, I am having great difficulty in chat today, so getting my computers to work. So I hope that if you're talking to me in chat, don't expect a fast message.
Yeah.
I will say real loud and clear hello to everybody.
Oh. Well, summertime is. I told somebody the other day my theory. Forget global warming. I think Mother Earth has menopause, and I think that what we're experiencing are hot flashes and night sweats like never before. So
she lives in my world, huh?
Oh, she's a. And mine. Today was the very first time I actually have the house open so that I can get, some fresh air through it. Because it just, it's been closed up for the last 2 weeks with air conditioning on, and I really love to have the windows and doors open so I can hear the crickets and the peepers and everything else. But it's just been too blasted hot.
Well, that brings up a really good question because so many people don't ever open up their doors and windows. And I just always think it inhibits my spiritual growth if I'm not breathing fresh air. So anybody got any thoughts on that?
Yes.
I think fresh air is one of those things that really help you to meditate better, to channel better, to see future better. I just think it's one of those all-time cleansers. And
I'd agree with you, but at the same time, if it's so loaded down with humidity, I can't breathe. It does make it a little difficult.
Yes. Yeah, well, even my coffee sometimes, my elixir of life, sometimes I can't get all those cups down that I'd like to every day either. So nothing
definitely. It's true. It's true. And I think that there are lots of cleansing things that we know about that we should do on a more regular basis that we don't do. I mean, sea salt baths are one of them. I've got the Epsom salts here, and they do take heavy energy away from you, and they do lighten your spirit and lighten your mode. They don't do much for the pounds, but they are.
But they do, and they heal too. I mean, I've
absolutely.
Had lots of problems, really made better with the Epsom salts. So they're one of Mother Nature's joys.
Well, I think there's so many. There are so many natural things that are healing modalities that we sort of disregard and ignore. And the reality is that, there was a time when all of the medicine, everything that was of a healing nature came directly from nature. It didn't come through a pharmaceutical company in a bottle.
Yeah.
And if we could go back to those times, I think we'd be healthier. We're supposed to walk barefoot on the ground to get our energy, our energetic field back in rhythm with the Earth Mother. We don't do that. We wear shoes. We don't put our feet down on the ground that often. And as a result, we have isolated ourselves from that energy that connects us to the planet, which is really, a sad thing because this is a huge planet, and this planet has a wonderful heartbeat, and to get that heartbeat in synchronicity with our own brings us into a better understanding and perspective to nature, our lives, our evolution, our spiritual growth, everything. And it's natural, and it's free. You don't have to take a class. You don't have to sign up for a workshop. You don't have to read a book. All you have to do is be. And
yes. Yes.
And that,
and for me, that's the power of positive thinking or my mantras or just being, just knowing now at this particular moment we are perfect. You don't have to stay with that. But the more you do think it, the faster we heal, the faster our problems end.
Yeah, it's not that you're becoming, just be.
Exactly.
And
being.
It's being. I, for the longest time, many years ago, it was 20, 25 years ago, I had little be pins that I wore all the time, and every now and then I would take a pin off and give it to somebody, and you know, who said, I want to be on a spiritual path, I want to do what you're doing and everything. And I said, then just be in the moment, be as good as you can possibly be, and walk your talk, walk your philosophy, but be right in that moment. Don't be looking 10, 20 years from now. Don't be looking in the past and wondering what you could have done better. Just be totally there. And
you know,
go ahead.
I wanted to say that I'm glad so that you brought this up today, because this week I've had a lot of readings with people asking me, well, what is my purpose? You know, and you can't find your purpose until you are silent enough to be. And for those of us that are lucky, a lot of times just being in the moment and sharing it with a smile and being as good as we can be is our purpose. We
Absolutely.
Serve as an example of peace.
That's so true. And it's just, I think everyone who strives to be on a spiritual journey is looking for something spiritual to do or to say. And the reality is what you do, and it's not what you say, it's what you are. And it's how you're living your it's how you're living your life, it's how you're treating your fellow man, it's how you're presenting yourself to your reality. That's what determines your spiritual pathway. It's not, you know, I can quote you chapter and verse from the Bible or for any of the other texts that are out there. It's not that I go to church. It's not that I give 90% of my time here or there. It's what you are. It's you are a living example of what you believe.
Yes.
And it's your deeds, not your words, that tell everybody who you are and where you are.
That's right.
So
I bet there's a lot of people in chat who would have to agree with us on that, because we make our own problems much greater than they are.
Oh, geez, yeah. I mean, I'm really famous for that. I mean, I can blow everything out of proportion in a heartbeat. But
well, you could talk to Wayne and get all sorts of stories about how I do it.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
But thank you, Barbara, just because you know him.
Uh-huh. Well, we've got some people who have called in for readings, and I think we should start in. And again, if you would like a reading, the call-in number is 347-857-2139. Mary and I would love to take your call. Don't forget to push the number one. That way Jeannie knows to call on you. So we've got Sonia in Pennsylvania, I think. Hi, Sonia. How are you doing today? Hello, Sonia. Sonia is out for coffee.
Hello.
Hi, Sonia. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Mary and I are here. How can we help?
First of all, I just want to say that I do enjoy your show very much. Kind of relaxes me when I'm doing stuff. So, you guys are very insightful. You're very knowledgeable.
Well, thank you. How can we help today?
Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a question about concerning career. I just, you know, a few things have happened, and things are a bit tricky where I'm at. And my boss was very upfront with us because we're part of a bigger company, and looks like the account that we are handling right now looks like they're railing into something else. They're not totally gone yet. We do have a few months, and he's not 100% sure what exactly direction they're going to take. He's thinking that whatever they're trying to do is not going to work out. But nonetheless, he just wanted to give us heads up. Even before that, I knew something was up, so I applied for a position. And to my surprise, the next day, they wanted me to come in for a test. And then after the test, by the time I got home, they sent me another email saying they wanted me to come in for an interview. And I was just there this past Tuesday for the interview with two gentlemen. It was for a software tester position. So they told me that, you know, they need someone relatively quick, but there are, and I guess there's a waiting period and whatnot. I wanted to see what you were picking up as far as that position, if anything, or if there's going to be something else.
I would take what's offered. Mary, what do you see?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because all that's going on at the company that you're in right now, it's such a life-changing experience that you want to take care of yourself, and you are being chosen for this job because you are doing such a good job, and Sonia, people know that you do a good job. So I would move forward.
Right, no, they haven't offered me the position yet. Sorry if I didn't make that clear. I just interviewed. They haven't offered me anything yet.
Oh, I think they will, don't you, Barb?
Yeah, no, I'm getting the feeling you'll be offered the job, and it
really
feels like this is something that you know, that will come about in the February time frame. I think you've got a couple of weeks before anything really
February.
Does. No, I'm sorry, August. August.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you threw me too, Barb.
No, I was looking at August, and I don't know where February came in here, because February looks pretty good, but it is a ways off.
No,
it does feel as though
February is good, because February 15th is my birthday, so I love that month. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, well, then that's why she picked it up.
Yeah, it's my favorite month. I don't even care if it gets cold or something magical about February. Not only there's 28 days in a month, so you get paid faster, so that's another reason, too.
Definitely. It's always been my favorite month because it was so short. But and you got, you know, you got two paychecks in the month, which was, I loved February.
Oh.
I hated March because for some reason March always had 5 weeks in it, and I haven't figured out how that happens. But
yeah.
No matter what you did, you had.
They might offer me the position.
I do feel that they're going to offer you the position. I feel you won't start until August.
Right. Plus, I don't want to burn many bridges with my present boss. He's been a wonderful boss, even my team. One thing that I did, since it was an interview and I was supposed to ask questions, and it was two different people I interviewed with. One was more the QA manager, I guess the person I'll be working closer with. The other one was more in the role of, I guess, you know, the higher up, and, you know, I just was up front. I'm like, I wanted to know, like, is it okay if I ask the salary rate and if there's any benefits? And he kind of, like, didn't give me, he told me that basically it depends on experience, but it was pretty much open that they were not going to skin you if you had, you know, the experience and the talent to do that job. So I don't know what they're going to offer me, you know, as far as salary goes. I mean,
I think it
maybe
will be comparable, if not more.
Right, because it is a lot. And one thing they did ask me, how are you willing to travel? And how do you feel about traveling? Because it looks like they deal with a company in Florida, huge company. And I said, I'll go. That was my answer.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, I didn't really get into anything personal, and if I had husband, kids, none, I didn't talk about none of that stuff. So, you know, I don't know how much traveling there will be. You know, I didn't even ask how much traveling there will be. All I said is I'll do it. So.
Well, I think you've done well with the interviews, and I think that there probably will be travel, but I think this is a move that's important for you to make, and I do believe you'll make it, and I do believe that you will do very, very well. But you know, it's sort of like this, just it's another phase of life, and it feels like your boss gave you the heads up so that he was very clear that, you know, what was happening, and He anticipated people to put applications out there, so I don't think you're going to be surprising anybody.
He says, get your resume spruced up, and I'm more than willing to write a recommendation for you from your LinkedIn. I'm willing to look at your resume. I mean, come on, how many bosses will do that? Because the last place where I work, they always try to hurt you. They always try to scam you. And I, you know, I go to the totally opposite place. It's a shame that's happening what's happening. Unfortunately, he doesn't own the company. He is part of the company. A guy like that should have his own company. But,
well,
you know,
yeah, that's his journey, not yours. And you know, you've got to take care of your journey. And I think you're doing a good job. I think you'll get the job. And, you know, give us a call back and let us know how it goes.
Right. So you got a feeling they're going to probably call me back with an offer this month?
Yes, I do.
July.
Yeah.
You do?
I do, too.
I will definitely let you guys know because I'm excited as well about that.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so
Bye-bye.
Much, ladies.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
it's always good to, you know, kind of think that you're going to do something because then when you get the nice news, it really makes you feel even more like celebrating. This is good.
Absolutely.
I agree. Yeah.
There's a lot of that going on these days. Companies are shifting and changing things around, and people are, you know, definitely, you know, moving into new venues.
Well, it is that way, you know, and then, especially as you're getting older, I mean, people lose their jobs and stuff, and it's just there's all sorts of reasons for it. We just don't always understand.
Yeah, it sucks, doesn't it?
Or okay. It's a pleasant surprise.
Well, that's true. Okay, we've got, I'm going to mispronounce your name, so please help me out here. Is it Mercy?
Martha?
Martha.
Me.
Fantastic. Jeannie spelled it right. I just wasn't sure what it was.
Oh,
it's how
hard. It's pronounced, yeah. It's an unusual name. Go ahead.
It's,
I'm sorry.
It's not a Dick and Jane name.
No, it's not. Spanish name, and I'm letting you pronounce it in English. So, anyway, I was just wondering. I just like to always get a past life. If that's all right with you, lady, I would appreciate that.
Oh.
All right, Barbara, stop salivating.
I am salivating.
Oh, she's salivating. She loves that. Oh, I know. I enjoy myself, but yeah, would enjoy that very much.
Sure, I can do this.
Barbara, could you please give me her name? I'm really having difficulty hearing.
Mercy.
Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. So I'm getting a couple of really interesting lifetimes here. If I go back to ancient Egypt about 2,000-3,000 years ago. I see you working with hair. I see you making wigs. I see you doing being a very successful person who makes things for royalty. You during that lifetime you made wigs and ornaments for adornment for the pharaoh and for the court, and your work was meticulous, and it was known all across the land, and you were very famous, and the intricacy and the unique creativity that you put into everything you did was just so profound. It was amazing. That was a lifetime that you were very, very affluent. You had a tremendous amount of money, and you always shared it with everyone. You were not somebody who hoarded. You always gave stuff away, and as a result, you kept getting stuff in. It was really kind of an amazing thing. You had figured out this
mm-hmm.
cause and effect. You had figured out that if you give back, you get in greater abundance, and
mm-hmm.
that was a lifetime
mm-hmm.
where everything worked perfectly for you. You have a talent for unique and creative and different things this lifetime. That's what you're drawn to. You're not drawn to anything that is ordinary. It has to be slightly off. It has to be slightly weird in order for you to really be attracted to it. If I go back even further in time, you had a lifetime where you made jewelry, and it was really amazing. This is a cool lifetime. Mm-hmm. Actually, you were a fence. You were an amazing fence. You were the person that people brought stolen artifacts and things to, and you took mm-hmm. them out of their settings, and you reset them and created works of art from the things mm-hmm. that had been stolen. Mm-hmm. and you have that ability and that technique now. I'm not saying you're a fence, but I am saying mm-hmm. that you can take the old
Thank you, Barb.
It new. you can take the old and make it new. You can take anything that is old, dusty, and dingy, and you can turn it around and make it unique mm-hmm. and precious. And you do that not only with people, but you do that with things as well this lifetime, mm-hmm. and it's a precious gift to have. Mary, what are you getting?
Well, you know I'm going to get completely different from you. And that's why we work so well together.
Absolutely.
Marissa, I'm going to bring you up closer to this time period, but I see you actually living in Canada, probably in Montreal. Mm-hmm. But I see you as a nun working in a hospital. So you are a nursing mother superior. Mm-hmm. And when I see you really, really kind of ahead of yourself because you are making sure that the place is clean, yep. the floors are clean, mm-hmm. and uh-huh. you have no tolerance whatsoever for laziness or for alcoholism.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, well, does that resonate today?
Well, not the part about Canada, though. I can never
well, that doesn't matter. It does. It's your personality that matters.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the personality that matters. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, mm-hmm. And what I see is the fact that you are there always making sure that it's just the right medicine, just the right amount, and mm-hmm. following orders is very important to you because you know when a right decision is being made.
Now, that part I do believe. I know when a right decision is being made.
Okay.
Because I'm very intuitive myself. I do, and I wasn't up front with you guys. I do past life myself where people cannot certify hypnotists. So, you know, and I've done my own meditating and seen some of my things, you know, but I'm always very interested to hear what other people, you know, have to pick up on me. So,
well, I think you're putting all of those gifts to use now because I think that what I was picking up on is a very caring, determined person who wants the best and really feels that part of your life in this time, Marissa, is to kind of stamp out ignorance and help people understand that there's so much in this more in this universe than we even realize.
Now, that part I can really resonate with.
Okay.
Yeah, that part I really do resonate with, yes. Okay.
So there's a lot there in this life, but you do mm-hmm. not do well unless you are striving.
Can you clarify that a little bit more?
Yeah. They're telling you to continue on your journey mm-hmm. with the spirituality and just being the best you can be. This mm-hmm. is not a lifetime for laziness. This is a lifetime now, just mm-hmm. like you had before, where you really help take care of people in mm-hmm. a spiritual nature now instead of
right.
in a physical, medical nature as you did before.
Right. As I did before, right. Right, more
right.
in the spirituality and things like that. Correct.
Yes, yes. But finances mm-hmm. are very important to you. So I would say that one of the things that you do in this life now is help because you're a generous person. So you mm-hmm. really, really work well and in inspiration and in guidance.
Well, yeah, the finances work. Yeah, because I'm a number 8, so you picked that one up correctly.
So, and I've worked with, I'm a retired realtor, so I did that for many years, too. So I like to help people.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So that part I can see. Yes. And I do. I do like to help out people and try to be as generous as I possibly can. Correct.
It's important. Your meditations are getting better, too.
I hope. Yes, I do hope. Correct.
I want to reiterate and underline Mary's comment about being driven too, because unless you are putting both shoulders and your nose to the grindstone, you're not happy. You really feel that you have a tremendous, and you do have a tremendous amount to give and to push, and if you're not doing it, if you are not wholeheartedly and totally committed, then it's smarter for you to back out, because unless you can do a total commitment to something,
it's not worth my time. That's right.
Exactly.
And
you want to make and everything that you do, everything that you create, everything that you put out there is a monument to your thought and your perception. And if it's not perfect in your feeling, then you would rather have it not be there at all than to be half the job.
Well, I can kind of see that the Egyptian past life, because I have a grandmother that's also very gifted, and she and I had life back in Egypt. You know, so I can really see that Egyptian connection. But the jewelry making, that was new. So,
well, I think that takes your creative down into a more detailed and technical aspect, and that may be something that you're working on now.
As far as I was an art major, yes, you know, so I did that, but not didn't pursue it too much, you know. But I am very crafty. I am the fixer-upper around the whole house. I do everything. Something that a guy would do, that's what I do.
Well,
you take over.
And can I ask how old you are?
I am 59, but that's a secret next week, 59.
Okay. Well, the thing is that I have found that as I've gotten older, almost every decade, I find a new talent that is, you know, deciding to emerge and present itself. So this may be something that is going to come about in the next couple of years that you know, you start to play with, because you like new things. So this may be a new skill or a new talent that you pursue in some form, you know. And I'm not saying it has to be jewelry, but it is definitely a talent and a skill that is definitely there.
I mean, about fixing things, in regards to fixing things?
No, I'm talking about creating intricate things, working on intricate things.
I have been doing that. I have been doing that always, you know. So, yeah, that's you know, like my little hobbies. I like to fix anything and create or whatever. So, yeah.
Okay.
No, what I'm seeing more is the spiritual growth more going, you know, like this part of my life, not supposed to get into more of my spirituality, because the last first few, let's say, 50 years of my life has been more the responsible side of me, doing the financial responsible things, and now I feel like I'm supposed to be doing more the spiritual side.
Well, you've hit crone age, and, you know, when we hit the crone age, that's when our spiritual journey truly begins. So, I think you're right on track.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. All right.
Well, thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for calling
thank
in.
Thank you, ladies. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. I just love past lives.
No.
Yes. I do. I really, they're so much fun. And it shows, it's just another level of inspiration in many ways. So, well, we got Melvin here in Georgia. Hi, Melvin. How you doing?
Hi. Thank you. I'm doing okay. Thank you all for taking my call.
Well, it's our pleasure. How can we help today?
Yes, ma'am. I have more than one question, but I was just wondering, could I get maybe a general reading today?
Sure. Absolutely, you can get a general reading. It does feel here as though there's a new continuity of energy that seems to be enveloping you. It feels like you're moving in new directions, and I would say that there's a new balance coming into your life, that you are setting yourself free from a lot of the restrictions that you've put upon yourself. You're letting go of a lot of the baggage that you've been carrying, and you're moving into new aspects of yourself where you can start to put yourself out there, where you can start to tap into some of the other aspects of your life that you haven't actually allowed to sort of manifest within your reality in the last little while. You're really coming into a time here where you're going to find that there's compensation for a lot of things that you've done that you never even realized you get compensation for. So there as we get into the fall, there is this feeling of a harvest of things coming back to you that you never even dreamed you would be receiving things back from. The element of magic and miracles is in October. That basically is saying you can expect magic to happen in your life on many different levels. And body, mind, spirit comes together in the November timeframe, allowing you to sort of have clearer vision and focus more on a lot of the new directions that you want to go. You're letting go of things. You're decluttering yourself as you come into December. You're letting go of things that no longer nurture you. You're letting go of thoughts and it feels like you're letting go of things you've held on to much too long that you don't need to hold on to anymore. Sometimes we hold on to things that no longer have relevance to our life, but we just can't stand letting go of them because that means we have to find something else to do with our hands. As you come into January, there's a sense here of your creative energy really needing to be sort of stroked. It's like you have to open more channels to your creative aspects within you, whether it's journaling, whether it's you know, doing something of a creative nature, whether it's writing or whether it's getting to doing some of the things that you put aside that you haven't actually gone back and completed yet. The creative energy is calling to you. And as you hit February, there's a sense here of birthing a new aspect of yourself. Here's where a new part of you sort of destroys the cast of the personality that other people have created for you, and you're able to move into a greater sense of who you truly are and let some of the magic that's inside of you shine forth as you come into the March time frame. Here's where there's a new balance. Here's where you bring balance into your life on a new level and a new degree, and your house is in order. It feels as though the spotlight will fall on you in April. There's new energy here, there's a new focus, there's a new flow, and harmony, a blending of learning and creative energy hits you in the May timeframe that brings you into a better resonance to the energy that is emanating from you on a spiritual level. And as you hit June next year, it does feel as though karma is sort of balancing out here. There's a sense here of having justice and served from past lifetimes. There's a feeling of greater freedom. There's a feeling of, okay, the scales are finally balanced and I can move ahead with a lot more authority than I had before. Mary, how do you do?
Top. Honest to God, you just said it all. Okay. So I will say one thing on this minor reading, because I'm never going to do it like that because I'm not that bright, but Barbara is. I really am supposed to tell you that in this year ahead, you begin to say to yourself, I am past problems, and I am going to learn to take very little personally. So what is going on around you in your life? It's going to be a time when you doctor and care for your own spirit and learn to lead or let go of a lot of ugliness that is around you. And personal stuff. You're going to say, okay, I'm transcending and I'm moving beyond a lot of the things that have always kind of drawn me back.
Yeah. Could I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I wanted to, I'm trying to finish up my college degree, and I see what you're saying, and this is what really stresses me out, is that I ran out of funds and I'm trying to get a grant, a scholarship, and I have a very little time by next month, the 14th of August. how do you all see that coming to pass with me? Will I be back in school? Because I only have 8 classes before I get my college degree in middle grade education.
I think that you may be taking some time off until January, but I do feel you'll make it happen.
That's kind of how I feel about it, and I think that's why they tell you not to take this personally, because it's a matter of letting you breathe for a moment. You are determined to succeed.
I believe you're going to.
Me too.
And I believe you're going to be just fine. But what I'm feeling here is that January is probably when you're going to go back and pick things up and finish it, as opposed to plowing straight through.
Okay. Well, do you see any finances coming my way anytime soon to help me out? Because I do owe the college like $1,600, and I think I can pay half of it before they'll let me back in. Is that the blockage that's holding me back?
Quite.
Yeah. Tough. Yeah, I think so, because, you know, you really, really, really have to say to yourself, okay, I am determined to get an answer for this, and I'm going to get it done.
Yes.
Okay? So, yeah, this is your opportunity to say, just like Barbara was saying, that you're in charge of the finances, and this is your opportunity to pay them and move forward and get back in by January.
Okay. Any finances, like Ms. Barbara was saying, but you, I'm not sure which one, was saying about some compensation that I don't even know about.
That's Barb.
Yes, ma'am. When would that take place?
Well, it's in the cards. It said that you didn't know about it.
Right.
So if I tell you, you know about it, and then it doesn't count.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am. It's like a surprise.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. Yes, ma'am. I'll leave it at that. Yes.
Okay. Well, good luck.
And like, you know, I work at a hospital as well at night, but it's a mental hospital here in Georgia. And the hospital is closing down December the 31st, and it's like 900 employees there. The commissioner of Georgia came down into the hospital and told everyone that they're going to close it. And it's a lot of tension. Where do you see me going after they close, and or before they close, for employment?
You know, I don't know, but I do know that the universe is going to take care of you, and I do know that something will happen, will come up and open up for you, but probably not until after the September timeframe.
I'm going to jump in because I want to ask you, why do they keep yelling cars to me?
Cars?
Uh-huh. Do you ever sell cars?
No, ma'am. I never sold cars. No, ma'am.
Well, I'm seeing a slight connection there. So I'll just put it out there for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Do I need a new car or just...
No.
Well, I do feel you need a new car, but I think you're going to nurse it along.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do need a new car because I'm scared of it. Yeah, but I do need a new car. But by saying that, I am a football coach here in Georgia. In April of this year, I applied for a coaching job here in my hometown, and the head coach, he's a new coach. They just hired him, and he hired me. But he told me that he had to check out a supplement for me, how much the school could pay me for coaching football. And so 2 weeks later, I went back to him. I didn't hear from him. So I went to him, and he told me that he squashed the job, that the job no longer existed. And I was like, whoa, that's a slap in the face, but I didn't say it to him. And so I recently just sent him an email about last week, I believe. And do you see me, him, or do you see me getting this coaching job this season, coaching football?
No, I don't. I think the finances aren't there, and I don't think it had anything to do with you, personally. The finances weren't there.
And that's why they keep yelling at you, don't take it personally, just know you're on the path.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But
okay,
you all do see me coaching in the future.
In your belly to go ahead and succeed. But I think there's another coaching job around you.
Is it? Oh.
Not what you expect. It's a better one.
Okay. Will it be this year?
I think after the first of the year.
Oh, the first of the year. Okay. That'd be great for me.
You keep us posted, please.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you all so much for all these questions. I really appreciate it.
You're so very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Bye-bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye. You have a blessed day.
You too.
Life sure does make it tough sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah. And we've all been through there, but...
Absolutely.
It is a matter of, again, how we take our problems, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's either it's a problem or it's a challenge or it's a hurdle or it's a new puzzle to undo. It's how we perceive things and our perception either makes life tough or it makes life fun. Every now and then, it's really hard to make fun of some of the stuff that goes on. But truly, the more laughter you can pull into your life, the easier everything gets.
It does. And just a perfect example of that, real quick. But, you know, when Katrina hit New Orleans, everybody in New Orleans was devastated. And my dad and stepmom were living there. And... I had not spent really a long period of time except visits with my dad for so long. And this sounds really strange, but for my life, bringing him into the house, which I had first thought was such a problem, turned out to be such a joy for both of us. That it was like, wow, God, do you have to knock us both over the head to get how important this is to spend time together? And it was just so an amazing journey because God took the decisions out of our hands and brought us together. It's just amazing how God works.
It certainly is. Okay, we've got Marie in California. Hi, Marie.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. And
good.
What a delight to listen to the both of you, to the previous callers, that patience and that caring for each one to, afford them support in their questions and answers, because we all have that, and some of us have the urgency. The urgency, I should say, is more intense than the others. And I must say you're both to be commended to listen and not to run through answers for each and every one of us.
Well, thank you so much. It's one of the best parts of doing a blog talk show and being in charge of it. We can give as much time as we want, and we aren't being rushed by someone else. And actually, Mary and I are both over 21, and we've a number of times. And we've been there. And I think so often the important thing is that sometimes it's just all you need to do is to be able to tell somebody what's wrong, and it's easier to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we don't always have the answers, but we certainly have opinions on just about everything.
Yeah, but it's comforting to know that there is a solution, because sometimes we can't see it because we're so involved in that ball of the problem that you can't pull yourself out of that.
Well, every problem started from perfection.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then no matter how convoluted it is, there is a way to undo it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't like the answer, but...
True.
But always there is an answer.
Absolutely.
So how can we help today?
So here's my I have been, for the last few weeks, I have been sifting through all of the places where I have applied for positions.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some things that I could and can improve on, such as computer or some other things. I'm not that, you know, in the dark about them. And my question, and I hope that I am phrasing it so that you can understand, is that I don't understand what's blocking me from getting support. You know, how there's someone, an acquaintance or someone about that says, hey, I know how to reshape your resume or show you how to do this willingly, and I'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
I help folks without any thought. Yeah, I'll do that for you, and I go about my business. But I don't get that in return. Do you follow what I'm asking?
Yes.
Okay.
Part of what I'm feeling strongly is that you're looking for jobs in the wrong area.
Hmm.
And that the universe wants you to move into another area. And so so all of your efforts in one direction are basically not supported because that's not the direction the universe wants you to go. And I know the next thing is, well, then what direction does the universe want me to go in? I heard that loud and clear.
Actually, that wasn't, but okay, let's go with it.
It came from somewhere. What I'm seeing here is that this is the time for you, first of all, to be taking care of yourself, not looking for, you know, the work so much as to let's take a look at, you know, my talents, my gifts, and what are the things, what are my passions, what are the things that I've always wanted to do with my life. And this is the time for those passions to come in here. And you know, just so long as it's not bareback riding in the circus or skydiving, I think almost anything is open to you.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, bareback riding might be fun, but you have past lives where you've done that. But it seems to
Barbara,
me
I have to stop you. I picked that up immediately.
We're not going to send you to the circus, however.
Right.
But what I'm seeing here is, you have been so responsible for all of your life. You haven't really followed your passions. And they're sitting there saying, you know, well, when are you going to have time for us? And I feel that the time is now, so that if you are aware of what some of your passions are, that's the direction you should go in. If you're not aware of what your passions are, you should spend some time looking for just figuring out what those passions are. What are those things that make life rich and exciting and fun? And those are the directions you're meant to go in at this point in time. This is a time where passions, where spiritual energy comes to play far more than at any other time in your life. And this is a time where you know, spiritual is important, but it's meant to be a celebration. And if you're not celebrating in some way, shape, or form, then you're not being spiritual. So that it's sort of like, let's find what makes your spirit sing and go for it. And singing, I'm not saying professionally, but I'm saying if you start to look for your passions and start to work on manifesting them within your reality, a job on a mundane level may well come about for you so long as you have the balance in your life. You don't have a balance right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, what are you getting?
Oh, I'm glad. Okay. Marie,
mm-hmm.
I have to tell you that you are such a loving, caring person and generous to a fault that is one of the reasons why your return is being blocked, because you have the need in this life. You stand right up and solve people's problems. And your guardian angel is asking you to tell yourself it's okay to receive help. It's okay to be on the needy side right now for a while, because there's a part of you that says you do for others, and subconsciously you are blocking it, the return, because maybe it is because we feel it is better to give than to receive. And this is a time in your life when they're asking you, your guardian angel is asking you, please turn it around so that we may help you.
Okay. That's loud and clear.
God bless you, Marie, because that's why Barbara's telling you, get out there and sing and really know. And here's how you do that. Every single living soul that you come across, you smile, and you smile at them because you know that that's what you're doing right now, and that energy is coming back to you again and again and again. Your mother in heaven is telling you this is coming, but accept it and expect it.
Yeah, and you know, lots of times people like you who are such amazing givers forget that it is also a gift to receive. And because of all the giving you do, sometimes you prevent other people the joy that you feel with giving, because you're so busy giving to other people, you're not recognizing that something is coming to you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, then,
honey, you're on the right path. You just don't know you need to receive. That's all.
All right. Then I shall work on that. Thank you very kindly.
Yes, 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 because you are a kind, loving, generous person.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I'll stay on mute.
Okay, Bill. Great. Okay. We've got
Annette. What a nice person.
Yeah. We have Annette. Hi, Annette. How's it going today?
Good. How are you today?
Doing well. How can we help?
Well, I'm having problems with my relationship, and I was kind of wondering if you could give me some reason why it's going haywire when it was going so good before.
Annette, is this a loyalty issue?
Probably. Don't know. You know, he's out of state. We've never been together, and we were going to get married and everything else, and all of a sudden it just went the other way.
Yeah, I think it's a loyalty issue. I think he's taken a step back out of fear.
Who is?
The man you were going to marry.
Right. And what is he afraid of?
Commitment.
Okay. Is there anybody else involved? Because I've talked to other psychics before, and they pretty much say, not that he's with another woman, but there's a person that's causing a conflict. I don't know.
Well, this is the loyalty issue I'm picking up, but I do feel that one of his major, major reasons is he's not sure who he wants.
Uh-huh.
But it's definitely a loyalty issue, and I don't know if it's because he is with someone else also, or because he just does not feel the loyalty to you that he once did because of his own fear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have to ask you, have you ever met him? Have you ever been in his presence?
No, I've just been, you know, we were talking online and, you know, very close, because we have a lot of similar things that have happened in our life that we could open up about.
Okay.
And, you know.
Well, I think it's important after a certain length of time that you do spend time together. And, you know, I think that there is fear here that I totally agree with Mary. I think she's 100% on. But I also believe that he has not been totally that he has not been totally truthful with you, and being in your presence would figure it out.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. I think that's the loyalty and honesty.
Okay, do you have the deeds with somebody else right now?
No, you know, I don't. I think that you are not the only person he's corresponding with.
Okay.
So I don't think that he is committed to anyone other than himself. And I think that you need to know that I mean, I know you've spent a tremendous amount of time talking to him and everything, but to talk about marriage before you've spent time physically in each other's presence is probably not a smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you
feel that he loves me or no?
I feel that he loves himself and that there's not mm-hmm. room for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that
I can't let go? I've been told that we've had a karmic relationship more than once, and I don't really understand that.
This is one of those situations where... the only thing you need to really understand is that he really is playing, and you're not the only one he's playing with, and you need to let go.
I know.
And the reality here is you had what you thought was a friendship, but it didn't translate into a physical friendship. It was just something that he did online to spend time, and I think it was a game to him, and I absolutely think that you need to sort of move forward and let go. I think trying to analyze this and figure it out is going to drive you absolutely stark raving mad.
Yeah, I have been. You know, because, you know, I've been alone for almost 3 years, and it's very trying on me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's I thought that we had, like, a lot of the same goals and stuff like that. You know, because he's alone, too, and isn't happy about...
How far away is he from where you live?
States. This state. You know, he's in North Carolina, and I'm in New York.
Okay, if he couldn't get a bus ticket to come and visit you, then there's something wrong.
Well, I know that he doesn't have money. That part, you know, that I know that was very, very limited, you know?
Yeah, but you know something? I have to tell you, you've been taken advantage of, and you don't deserve it. You're a good person, and you're a loving person. And you know, I get very upset with internet stuff, because people can take advantage of other people, and it's just, it's not fair. So the next time you get a connection, don't invest yourself in it until you've been physically in their presence. And if he has no money and he can't be in your presence, then I'm sorry, move on.
Right. Well, like you said, I've been really, really torn up about it. To me, yeah, I was going to sell my home and my property and everything and do a couple things that I wouldn't have normally wanted to do, you know.
You don't make those kind of promises or even think about them unless you're physically in the other person's presence.
Right.
You just don't do it. You got carried away. Chalk mm-hmm. it up to hormones raging and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it great you still have hormones?
Yeah.
No, I think that this taught you something about yourself. You've learned a lesson, and hopefully it wasn't too expensive financially. I know emotionally it hurts, but you've dodged a bullet, and it's mm-hmm. it's a big one, and so it's a good thing, and you should be grateful that you didn't get sucked in any further than you did, and move on. Don't even talk about understanding or trying to talk to him or trying to understand. This can only lead you to further hurt. Mary,
no, I've
how
been
do you
hurt
feel?
Enough.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I agree 100%. That's the loyalty. He is not loyal to you, and this is an opportunity for you to be loyal to yourself and move on.
Mm-hmm. But do you see anybody? It's okay. But do you see anybody else in my future?
You got to heal first. You got to heal first. You need to heal. And once you've healed, absolutely, you've learned something important.
And I think the next is closer to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've learned something about yourself. You've learned something about other people, and you can move on. There are good guys out there. There are wonderful guys out there. There are magical guys out there. And you just have to put yourself in a place where you can meet them. I don't know. I'm not gonna say online, because you know, heck, that's where I met my husband, so I can't really say much. But it wasn't in online dating. He happened in the chat room. But you know, you got to understand that you have to be careful where you're investing yourself, and you have to understand that people will take advantage. So come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and 3 years is not a lifetime. I know it feels like a long time, but it's not a lifetime.
Right.
And I don't mean to laugh at you. You know, everybody.
You guys took your time on getting to know each other before you made any commitments, and you met him. I mean, you really did.
Oh, she's talking about Patrick and I. Yeah.
I'm talking about Patrick. Too.
Yeah.
Did a good job on getting together, and yes, it was online, but it was, like you said, in chat room, and you had a lot in common, and you took all the safety precautions.
Yes, we did.
Right.
And I think that you know, you just got thrown for a loop, but I think you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
So you know,
well,
you're
can I ask you about another person that's in my life, because I'm not trusting this at all either. It started off as a business deal, but now that he knows that Fred and I are broken up, it's all honey this and honey that. And his name's Tom.
The only thing I can tell you is you're in no condition to be even thinking about a relationship. You need to heal.
Oh, I know I'm not, you know.
Okay.
Or spending a lot of money.
Yeah.
What's that?
Or in spending a lot of money or investing a lot of money.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, just
this is a big red flag coming up here.
Yeah.
A red
take a
flag.
Break.
Yes.
Yeah, take a break.
Okay, honey.
You know, take a break.
Well, I thank you, ladies, for your time and, you know, opening up to me like you did.
Okay. You just call back in. We'll be happy to support you through this.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're
Bye-bye.
So welcome. Bye-bye now.
Yes, good.
You know, I think you've been with Wayne forever. You have no perspective. But
this is true.
but you know, being one who has been through something, you know, similar, it happens, and it teaches us wonderful lessons. And we don't write thank you notes to them, but we do learn a lot from them. And after a while, we can actually laugh about them. So, okay, we got Ann in Ohio here. Hi, Ann, how are you doing?
Wait a minute, Ann, you knew I was going to be on, huh?
I know. I absolutely love you guys, and I love listening to you two. I can listen to you two for hours. I can. I just absolutely love
She's
it.
She's not missing one of our shows when I'm on. I like this.
Hi,
that's
Ann.
Great.
Hi, I do. I just absolutely love you two. Hey, you guys told me I was going to go to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
What do you see me doing while I'm there?
Well, it starts off as a small job, but I really do feel that you're going to be happy there.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the person I'll be staying with?
Well, Ann,
yeah.
It's a good start, but it's not the answer. You
okay.
go to Wisconsin so that you get a fresh start in life and that your babies get a fresh start in life, and you can breathe fresh air.
Yeah.
That's what it's about, honey. You need to be on your own.
Okay.
And did you recently lose weight?
I have lost 130 pounds.
Oh,
yes!
My God.
Because other side said you're looking damn good.
Thank you.
Okay? So don't sell yourself short.
Okay.
Everything, and if you go through the day saying I'm divinely guided, then you are divinely guided. And even when all the problems come, because they do, you know that your voice is right.
Okay.
Right? Barbara?
Oh, I agree. I mean, you're going for yourself. You're not going, you know, please don't ever do anything because you think it's going to turn into something other than what it is. What you see is what you get. And it has to, you have to be focused on what's best for you, what's best for your kids at this moment in time. This is not a time to be looking for anything else. So, you know, there are times in our lives when we really have to take a break from this I need to be with someone, I need to have someone in my life. It's really important that we understand that we need to be whole first. We need to be complete within ourselves, and then we share our completedness. We don't look for somebody to beef us up where we're weak or anything like that. We look for somebody who's really done all the work and you know, they're complete and content within their life, and therefore, you know, they're ready to share with someone who is also complete and content. You're not quite content yet, Anne.
Yeah.
So you have a little ways to go on that one, but trust me, it comes faster than you would expect, and when it does, everything else falls into place.
Okay.
And also, Anne, everything that Barb said is so true, but I'm also being handed books here, so this is going to be an opportunity for you to start developing your own brain in a different, higher level.
What's that mean?
It means you have an opportunity to learn.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So I don't know if it's actually going back to school or working in a new job that's a challenge for you, but means that you get to think more and be proud of yourself for your own thought process, and that's worth a zillion bucks.
Yeah, I'd really like to have that.
Hey.
Well, the opportunity is here, so I think it's just a matter of taking it and experiencing it and understanding that this is your time to be you.
Okay.
And you know, it's really amazing. When you're working on yourself, when you're happy in your life, when you're content with your environment and everything else, then everything else is drawn to you. You become a magnet for all sorts of great good stuff. And rather than going out and looking for something, because none of us really know what it is we really, really need. We know what we want. We just don't know what we need. If you become that magnet of contentment and magic, trust me, it draws to you such spectacular, phenomenal stuff. And there is no way in this world that I would have met my husband. I mean, he was in Berkeley, California. I was in Connecticut, and neither of us were going to move, not one inch. And we were both very happy with our lives. We didn't need anything else in our lives. And well, dang, if we didn't, you know, somebody threw a screwdriver in the whole thing. But we weren't looking for anything, and we got everything.
Wow.
So it happened.
So amazing. I just love
it
the music talk and how you do it and everything. It's just, I don't know, it's awesome.
We need to write it down, Barbara. I'm sure there's a book in it someplace.
Oh, please. I've talked to you about a book until I'm blue in the face.
I am working on it. I worked on it this morning. I worked on it three times today. So you really got me working on it. I am working on Monday's mantras.
Okay. Well, that's a start.
Okay, you guys, you all heard that in the chat room and on the air. She can't pick on me anymore. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, you've got to be joking. This is so
I know, I am.
You must really think I'm dumb. No, I can always find something to pick on you with, Mary. You know that.
Oh, well, thank you. And even Deb in chat says, who are you kidding? Thank you. Barbara will let me know when I've gone down the wrong path.
Yes, well.
But Anne, you're going to the right path if you get your butt to Wisconsin, and only if it's your choice.
Okay.
Nice. And it's
okay.
A free butt now.
Yeah. She said it's a pretty butt now.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, we will talk to you again soon, I hope. Take care now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, I first read for Anne at least 8 years ago sitting in my dining room table.
Oh, wow. It's so cool. We got a guy.
We do.
We have to behave now. Hi, Dave.
Uh-oh.
How are you?
You got a guy.
Yeah, we're not going to pick on you, I promise. Yeah,
and a guy with a nice voice. Hello, Dave.
How you doing, ladies?
Doing well.
Fine.
Doing well.
Well,
how can we help today?
You can help by giving me some good news. What's the good news? I've been in doing the work here pretty heavily for a number of years, and I've laid the groundwork for some good things to happen, and I've been in a holding pattern for a while. So one thing is a monetary issue that is going to change my life and many others, and I've been waiting.
What have you been doing while you're waiting?
Comes up,
okay, well, wait. What have you been doing while you're waiting?
Well, what I've been doing is I'm raising a 10-year-old, and I have a job, and I've been.
I can
not
see
having a lot
done...
of fun, but I've been going through the motions, you know.
Well, I got to tell you, that's part of the hang-up.
It is. She's right.
Sometimes. We keep saying when I arrive at this point, then I will start to celebrate. And the reality is, you should be celebrating now. And lots of times people say, well, I have nothing to celebrate, and that's not true. We always have things we can celebrate, whether it's just that it's Friday and it's not raining or whatever. It feels to me as though you have your ducks in order, your T's are crossed, your I's are dotted, but you're not celebrating the magic that you have inside of you. You're waiting for money to show up so that something can happen on a physical plane, and you know that's part of life that happens. But the rest of life is still out there and still ready to get going, and going through the motions of being happy and joyful and celebrating and all of that just means that you're not putting your heart into it, because if you're putting your heart into it, then absolutely magic happens. And you're looking for the magic, you're expecting the magic, you've done the groundwork for the magic, and to be perfectly honest with you, without the magic, your project will fall on its face.
Amen.
No matter how much money you pour into it, it will not work unless the magic is there as well.
Well, God, I made the wrong call today. I'm just kidding. I'm out of magic.
but no, you're not out of it. You're just not using it. You got plenty of magic. You're spiritually oriented. You're a sweet, compassionate person. You're kind and you're giving. You have a spiritual understanding of life as we know it, and you know the walk you're supposed to be doing. You have the talk down pat. You've done research. You've read books. You have the philosophy. And the only thing that is not going on here is that there's no creative process. There's no celebration of your passions, and there's no really. Doing, taking part in the dance of the cosmos. Whether or not you have a partner, you should be dancing, and you're not.
Well, you're right about that, and I'm totally aware of that. I'm very stuck, and I'm not quite sure where to turn. I don't know. It
I'm
seems like
ask,
I'm at a point.
I keep seeing a picture of somebody bowling. So, as far as I'm concerned, the only
reason anybody would go bowling
is because they absolutely love it. So, my addition to what Barbara's saying is, what do you absolutely love to do without any benefit, so-called benefit, in front of you? What's just for the fun?
Well, see, honey, I thank you for your time. I really do appreciate it. But that's the question with me. I have had so many lives in this existence, and the beautiful thing is, see, my daughter's been gone for a week, but the beautiful thing is, I mean that's where I find my joy. I have been out in the world doing a lot of things since I was a young kid, and you know, just hanging out with her is about the best thing I can come up with.
Okay.
So,
well. Where'd she go?
Oh, she went on vacation for a week.
Okay. Well, you know,
well, yes, that too.
And but you know, you have magic in you, and I got to get back to this magic because you have such beautiful magic. You are creative.
Yes, I know that.
You can write. You have a way with words. You weave magic with words. And you know, I think a lot of times you sort of downplay a lot of your creative talents because they don't have a marketable part to them. And the reality is if we play with that magic that we have within us, it enables all of the other stuff to fall into place. You have the ability to write. You can when she gets back, you can write a book with her and have her illustrated if you want to do that. You have such an amazing imagination. It's profound. You have access to all of your past life experiences. You can tell tales that are unbelievable, and what's scary is a lot of your tales are true. But you know, it's important for you to start utilizing your creative talents to open those channels to draw in what you need to make the rest of your life function and work.
Well, I hear you. And thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know what to say except for thank you. I love you.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, if you really are going to struggle with this, if it really is something you sincerely want to do, and you're really genuinely struggling with it, my email is barbaradelong@gmail.com. Contact me. I'll walk with you a part of the way to figure out how to do it.
Well, thank you, dear. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Have a
great
day. Good
luck to you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Phooey.
Barbara,
yes.
You know, I love that because the magic is the joy in our lives.
Oh,
and
it
when
is.
We joy in our life over looking for a flower or bowling or singing or dancing or twirling ourselves or getting into a hot tub, any
oh.
of this, don't you think just adds to the power of the magic that's within us? It's the happiness that makes our lives have meaning and joy.
It is, but you know, I think guys have a harder time finding that than the ladies do. And you know, it's easier for women to do cutesy creative things and open those channels, but for guys to open those channels, it's a lot harder. And with somebody who is spiritually oriented, with somebody that, you know, has had a life like he has, it's really difficult to find those simple things to celebrate and have fun. You know, guys don't for the most part they don't resonate to that aspect, but there is so much amazing stuff out there that you don't need money for, and you don't need to have a reputation for success or anything like that, especially if you have children in your life. I mean, you can be an idiot with children, and that's the greatest magic there is. And And if you go through the motions with a kid and you don't really have the same excitement inside of you, they can tell. So I think kids are the best readers of people and where they're coming from in the world. I think that they genuinely have our numbers before we even know what our number is.
I have to agree.
It's a little scary.
Well, yeah, and our dogs do too, so I don't think cats sit still long enough to do that, but or care. So,
well, no, cats really don't care. I love my cats, but you know, as far as being judges of character, I'm not so sure about that. They know who the suckers are, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we got Debbie in Oklahoma here. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good. Hello.
Hello,
hi.
Debbie.
Hi. Well, I'm going to ask for a past life, please.
Ooh, I like that.
Yes. Yes, you've hit a definite resonant thing here for us. You go first, Mary.
Okay. The first thing I see is in Japan, of all places. And Debbie, what I'm seeing is being a very large woman in Japan. Now, this is probably way back before the year 800. So being a large woman back then has to be quite complicated. And I feel like because this was the time of the ninja and stuff like this, and so, and no one, because I've been in Japan, not many people were big, but you had a reputation for being always there to help. And I feel like, I don't know if sometimes you feel a little out of place in this life, but in this, the life in Japan, you were a little out of place, but well respected.
Okay.
Do you sometimes feel like you're a little out of place this life?
Always.
I want to just insert myself just slightly here for a second. Do your feet give you problems? Because in that lifetime, your feet were bound,
yes.
and they
yes,
most
they
probably
were.
And
mm-hmm.
and so you may find feet being something that is where there is a sensitivity this lifetime.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up.
Huge.
Because I thought, well,
huge.
I'm not going to mention that because it's always a restriction, and I feel like it carries over into the restrictive area. So when you agreed with me that you're always feeling out of place, this is perfect proof. But it is something that I want to pat you on the back, even though you don't recognize your self-worth. The universe is telling you do an excellent job of helping others.
Well, that's good to know.
You do. You really, really do. So, but it is one that is significant that you came into this life to work on and making yourself feel comfortable where you are at all times, which isn't always easy, but it does. They do want you to know that you have value and worth everywhere.
Okay.
Cool. Can I ask how old you are?
Sure, I'm 55.
Aha. Okay.
Good age.
Uh-oh.
It's a great age.
It is. It's double fives.
I'm so glad you're over 50. You have an amazing pattern through the past lives that I'm seeing, and it's really kind of cool. in every single one of the past lives, and I'll pull up several for you, but in many of these past lives, the first half of your life, which was up to 50, you had difficulty finding direction. You had difficulty finding your way. You did this, you did that, you tried this, you tried that. Nothing seemed to fit, and you kind of wandered. After the age of 50, it's almost as though you turned into another person, and suddenly there was focus, suddenly there was direction, suddenly there was purpose, and your life became a success. It's a black and white, and it absolutely it applies to this lifetime. Now, the lifetimes that I'm seeing, I'm looking back probably 4,000 or 5,000 years, and I'm seeing you in South America. It feels as though it's the Chilean area. It feels as though it's Belize, wherever the heck that is. Anyhow, there are a lot of old temples and pyramids there. And so I'm seeing you as a stone cutter, as somebody who carves amazing intricate patterns into stone. And for the first half of your life here, you just went, job to job to job to job to job. But after the age of 50, you started to almost carve the most carve the most intricate patterns ever, and your work became known and you became famous, and you were almost worshipped because of the beautiful patterns and the intricate things that you could carve into stone. Things that were carved into stone after the age of 50 became very profitable for you. After the age of 50 this lifetime, anything you decide to carve into stone, in other words, make it a choice, a decision that you're not going to change, is going to be very profitable for you. And I'm not telling you to go into business or anything like that, though I would think any decision or choice made after the age of 50 is probably much wiser than something made before then. In another lifetime, if I go back, I want to go back 8,000 years, because you feel as though, and as Mary put it, you feel out of place this lifetime. It's because you haven't really been back here as often as a lot of the rest of the people around you have been. You have the kind of spirit that grows deeply each lifetime that you come back here. You gather material and you gather stuff that you spend eons working to incorporate into the vibrancy of the energy that you carry within your body at this point in time in life. You have a spirit inside of you that, if I go back 8,000 years, you were a warrior. You were a warrior who, for the first half of your life, fought on the wrong side. And after 50, you took all that you knew and you turned around and you became someone who went after the bad guys. And you were very good because you had been a bad guy, and you were a really good bad guy. So you turned around and you started to bring justice and balance into your life after the age of 50, and you were incredibly successful. You were not vengeful, but you were fair, and that is how you are now. You are not vengeful, but you are fair. In anything that you do, you are very fair, and you are almost fair to a fault. You have an amazing, strong spiritual energy inside of you that doesn't really feel like it fits into this reality because of the spiritual aspects that are inside of you as well. And that's something that you will come to terms with in the next couple of years. You'll tone it down a little bit as far as what you try to express to other people, but it does feel as though there is value and worth in a lot of the things you have to share, and I would love to see you writing some books because you definitely have some stories to tell. Okay? Did we lose you?
No, I muted myself because of the dog barking and the fans blowing. So.
Oh, okay. I can relate to that.
Those are all wonderful.
Okay. Do you write? Do you have you tried to write? Have you done any writing?
Not yet.
I think that's something that you might want to play with and try on, because I think it'll fit you like a glove.
Okay.
and it will give you a direction, and it will give you a place to put your energy that will you'll really feel as though it's making a difference, and I do believe it will. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much, thanks. Both of you.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got Christina in California. Hi, Christina. How are you doing today?
Hi, Barbara. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm doing good. I love your shows and really enjoying what I'm hearing. I think it's very educational. I always do. I'm thrilled when I find you on, too. But I follow you. Thank goodness for that. Because your shows will come in my email. But I wanted to know if I could get some validation, and I wanted to know if you pick up on if this energy that introduced himself to me as an ascended master, if he truly is from the light and an ascended master that respects life and free will.
I think that you're a better judge of that than I could possibly ever be. I think that did he come through meditation?
No. I was sleeping, and I get up a lot in the middle of the night to use the bathroom and after three kids. And it was around 4 in the morning back in, I think it was May, and I heard the first part I wasn't clear on. Either I'm an Orion Ascended Master or I'm from Orion. I'm an ascended master, and I will now be working with you. It was all that was said, and I didn't feel threatened or anything like that. I felt, okay, wow, that's interesting. And about a week later, I was getting ready to go on a camping trip, and I was facing a lot of fears because as a child, I had some black bears come in through our campsite, and I was going to go back to that.
Okay.
And what happened was I heard at 4 in the morning again, I will now be working with you to effectively communicate with people. And that was it. And something had come up where when we were gone, people had come into our home and went through our things. And normally I would fester about it and tell my mother about it and my sister, but I wouldn't go directly to the person. So I'm learning to speak my truth and to speak from my heart and not in a way where someone's not defensive. I'm just saying how I feel by what it was that you did, how it made me feel. but I haven't heard from him since, and I've never really had an energy come to me other than angels. So, and it's not like that happens every day where I'm seeing and hearing them. It happens periodically throughout my life, but I didn't know if you picked up anything on it or...
Well, what I am getting is that... very often people identify themselves by the level of consciousness that they are representing. So I think that it's the Orion consciousness that you have touched into and linked into. Are you writing everything down that comes through?
Yes. And I've been just seeking for the past 4 years just to really be able to shine my light as brightly as I can, and also any issues that I had in other lifetimes that I didn't resolve or understand or work through, to work through as many as I can so that I can really enjoy my life to the fullest. And like I've already begun doing that. I'm connecting with my children, for example, in ways I could have never have imagined. And I'm just that little engine that could. So I don't know if I caught his attention. And I identify him with a he because it was a male voice. And I never thought about an ascended master speaking to me before. I actually looked it up because I really didn't know what an ascended master was. So I've been reading about it.
Mary, what are you getting? Mary? Mary seems to have ascended. Mary's gone. So Mary, I don't know where she went to. Is she still in the chat room? Mary does this every now and then. Mary is still in the chat room, but I don't see her on the board. All right, so Mary doesn't have an opinion on this one. Apparently her line got dropped. It does feel to me as though you have tapped into what I would call the Orion consciousness. And that's a really cool thing. And that means that it's something that you can certainly utilize, apply to your life and applying to your reality. Ascended Masters is another level of consciousness, and it doesn't mean that you've gotten, you know, there are so many levels of consciousness that are available to all of us at all times, and it appears that you have definitely tapped into that particular level, and you've brought some wisdom and understanding through. And you're utilizing it within your life. But please understand, please, please, please know that we're meant to celebrate, we're meant to be joyful, we're meant to, we're definitely meant to utilize the joy inside of us for our own spiritual development. Mary,
am I here again?
Yes, you're here.
We can hear you.
I know you are.
Okay. Well, what is a show without me losing my phone connection? It happens all the time.
This is true.
But I miss so much of the conversation.
That's okay. She has a master energy around her that has identified itself, and she wants to know if it definitely is a master energy that is working with her.
As you said, I did hear the part where... you said it can be, did you say it can be an extension of ourselves?
Yes.
Well, I agree with that 100%. So if this energy is there, then you have reason to celebrate, because something that isn't true really wouldn't be bothering to show up in your bedroom in the middle of the night, because you are protected like this, and you would have had ill feelings if it wasn't something to look, you know, to be one of your teachers. I think you're absolutely marvelously guided.
That's reassuring, because I wasn't sure if you both have ever had experiences with any energies like claiming to be something and they weren't. And I know that for me, when I look back on it, I felt wonderful. I had good feelings. I wasn't afraid. I didn't feel threatened. I just felt, oh, okay, well, I'm going to have to go look up what an ascended master means. I've heard that before, but I never knew really what it was. And so I began to look it up and was kind of surprised at what I read, because I find that I'm trying to find my own answers in life and really, what would it be like to really live in joy for me if I'm stepping out of limitation and you know, healing traumas and just being that little engine that could, as things surface, working through them. And it was amazing. And I don't know, I just wanted to get your take on if you've ever dealt with that. And if so, just drawing the line and saying, you know, if you're not of love and light, you need to be gone.
Yes.
Well, that's a very good point as well. But I think also it also should be confirmation that it's confirmation that you carry within you an ascended master.
That's the whole point, Barb.
Yeah, and so you were talking to an aspect, a level of yourself.
Wow.
And one of our guardian angel. That's an aspect of yourself still connected to the universe, still connected to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been remembering what it was like to look out at the ethers when I was connected to the light in a near-death experience 33 years ago. Those have been surfacing lately since this has happened, and so I that's making a lot of sense to me.
I mean, if you're not in love and like, you know, get out. But you're talking to yourself. So, but that's okay.
Oh,
do
wow.
it anyhow. Do it anyhow. I mean, it's a great test. But the information isn't going anywhere because you have it inside of you. It's, you know, they won't teach, you'll remember a lot. You won't be taught anything.
Yeah, it was amazing that after he had said, I will be helping you to effectively communicate with people in your life, how a situation happened within 4 days from that conversation, or for him making that statement, that was like, you know, I do need some help here, and I, you know, why is it that I'm holding back my speaking, and what's the root cause? So it really was wonderful how this all is really helping me on my journey in this lifetime, as well as letting go of past life issues that affect me today. So it's all intertwined, and it's just beautiful. And I love you gals. You guys are great. Thank you for the validation and the support. It's so greatly needed because it's like I'm beginning to communicate. It's beginning to happen. So it's just like, okay, it's happening, and I know that it's my higher self as well. But, you know, it's new in the way of in this incarnation. It's happening now, you know, in my middle 40s versus as a little girl when I never really, I was still trying to comprehend, oh, wow, we're born and we die. Why is that? You know, so I'm just on my journey, and I want to thank you for giving me a lot of support and validation. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Christine.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Many blessings to you both. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, we've got Debbie who has a divorce question, Jeannie says. Hi, Debbie. How are you doing today?
Hi, it's
Hello,
Linda.
Debbie.
Sorry.
Hi, how can we help?
Hi, this is Linda.
Oh, hi,
okay.
Linda. Oh, we love Linda.
Okie dokie. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Mary. I'm Barbara. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Good.
I'm facing my final hurdle of my new life and need to move on with the divorce, and I just, it's a big hurdle, and I was hoping just for some advice.
Okay. So what's the hurdle?
How can I most easily do it without hurting him so terribly bad? I've put him through so much already, and I know I don't know if I should be speaking to him verbally over the phone. He's pushing for that. He's still trying to get me back, and I guess I'm just wanting an easy out. Is there not
there
an easy out?
there is not an easy out. Absolutely
there hasn't been
not.
An easy anything on this.
No, there has not.
I do believe that you need to have the courage and the strength to talk to him and be honest. I also think that if you have a lawyer, you have to listen to what your lawyer is saying.
Okay.
Do you have a lawyer?
Yes. We're waiting for some properties to be sold and then he had a heart attack, and he was supposed to have open heart surgery, but now he's opted out of that. So I postponed for that too. So now that's not an issue any longer, and I need to just do it.
I would
it's
say that that's
been waiting for years, Linda.
I know it's coming on 2 years now.
I think you need to be honest, and you need to be upfront, and you need to stand your ground and not be afraid. He's not going to hurt you.
No. I've been avoiding speaking to him on the phone. We've been doing it all through writing, and he's really irritated by this. Am I wrong to not verbally talk to him on the phone? I feel like it's best. He has ways of
He manipulates you. He makes you feel guilty, and you don't have any reason to feel guilty. And you need to understand that, and you need to stand your ground.
Okay.
Remember how felt, Linda, when you decided to make the first move and be honest with him?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you remember how good you felt the first time you told him exactly how you felt and that you wanted a divorce?
Yes.
Then think about that feeling for having the divorce final. It will work as a guide and a bright light in front of you, because even though we love people, he still has his path to walk.
Right.
And you can't save him by putting off the divorce.
Right.
No, and the only one that we're responsible for is ourselves. I don't care if we're, I mean, if you're, even if you're a parent, your primary responsibility is yourself, and then you take care of those other people that you're responsible for. You're not responsible for him. He's responsible for him.
Okay.
And I know you feel, I know you feel guilty, but, you know, take a look at that and one, and ask yourself why. Because there's no way you're responsible for him.
Okay.
Okay?
And whether you speak to him or not is up to you, but as Barbara said, he'll only browbeat you if you speak to him.
Yeah, he will.
Well, you do what... No, you do what's best for you, whatever that is, whether it's writing, whether it's talking, whether it's hiding under the bushel basket, you do what's best for you.
And send him love. That much you can do.
Okay, I will do that too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you both so
much. Bye, Linda.
Bye, Mary. Bye, Barbara.
Bye. Mary, thank you so much again. This has been such a great day. And there,
it was a
still,
fun day.
Yeah, and there's still a ton of callers. And callers, I am so sorry that we're not going to get to you. But Jeannie and I will be back next Friday. So if you call in earlier next time, chances are you'll get on the air. I'm just so sorry we're out of time. We do try to talk fast, but the reality is everybody needs whatever time they are given, and that's the way we have to do it. But thank you so much for calling. Thank you, chat room, for being there. Thank you, Mary, for being there. I mean, several times.
My pleasure, Jeannie. Thank you. Barbara, thank you. Always fun, always wonderful.
Oh, I think that this show has you know, been such an important part of my life. It's unbelievable, and I'm so very grateful for all of you being a part of that. You're part of my growth, and you're part of, you know, life as I know it, and I so appreciate everybody for being there, and we will see you again next week. Take care now. Bye, Mary.
Bye.
Bye-bye.